AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President-elect Joe Biden, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris were at the Lincoln Memorial this evening for a memorial service for the more than 400,000 people who have died in the coronavirus pandemic.
Between sundown and dusk, let us shine the lights in the darkness along the sacred pool of reflection. Remember all whom we lost.
The two will be sworn in tomorrow at the U.S. Capitol. Outgoing President Donald Trump, in his farewell video, listed what he sees as his accomplishments. He also wished the incoming Biden administration well and good luck without actually using Biden's name. Trump noted,
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
Retired General Lloyd Austin, nominated by President-elect Joe Biden, tells the Senate Armed Services Committee during his confirmation hearing as Defense Secretary that he is confident the National Guard is up to the job of being part of tomorrow's inauguration security.
I have confidence in our Guard. Again, the fact that we are screening people and making sure that we don't have the wrong kinds of people in the formation, I think, is a credit to their efforts.
Anthony Blinken, Biden's choice to be Secretary of State, pledged to repair damage done to the State Department and the nation's image abroad while continuing a tougher approach to China. North Carolina Republican Senator Richard Burr says the Justice Department has told him he will not be prosecuted over stock sales made during the coronavirus pandemic, ending an insider trading investigation. It began after Burr sold up to $1.7 million in stocks in January and February before the pandemic caused the markets to crater. This is AP News. Hall of Fame pitcher Don Sutton, a stalwart of the Los Angeles Dodgers rotation, died today. He was 75. Baseball Hall of Fame says Sutton died at his home in California after a long struggle with cancer. The Atlanta Braves, for whom Sutton was a longtime broadcaster, say he died in his sleep. Golf legend Tiger Woods has yet another back surgery.
Tiger Woods has had another back surgery, his fifth, and he will miss the PGA Tour's West Coast swing, including the Farmers Insurance Open at Torrey Pines, which Woods has won seven times. Torrey Pines will also host the U.S. Open in June. The surgery was disclosed in a statement released by his TGR Foundation that Woods also tweeted. The microdiscectomy surgery was to remove a pressurized disc fragment that was giving Woods nerve pain during the PNC Championship last month that he played with his 11-year-old son Charlie. According to the statement, doctors called the operation a success and predicted a full recovery. I'm Mike Gracia.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.